Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Frank Film Club. I'm Maisie Williams and I'm an actor and producer.
I'm Larry Roberts and I'm a producer and filmmaker.
I'm Hannah Marie Williams and I'm a casting director.
And welcome to our club.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Frank Film Club. We are talking today about 10 things I hate about you, which Larry is allergic to. The film came out in 1999 and is starring Heath Ledger, Julia Stiles, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Larissa Olenik, and was directed by Jill Junger. Before we get into the film though, how have you been? It's been a week.
Yeah, I've been really good. A couple of episodes ago, I spoke about my mum getting a new dog, and Sunny and Stanley are now thick as thieves, and I've been hanging out with them both and taking them both for walks. And I was kind of worried, like, having two dogs, now there's like double the stress. But actually, like, they make each other better behaved, and they stay close together. Aww, it's very cute.
That's very adorable. Ooh,
they make each other better men.
They do.
That's lovely.
That is lovely. It's a beautiful thing.
What about you? I've been good, yeah. I've been also going on some nice walks with my dog, Chip. Aww. And yeah, just all good, all's going well. It's all good year so far. So yeah, how about yourself?
Yeah, good. I feel like last week I said that I was having a bit of a like quiet week and then I need to just allow it because now this week is really busy.
Classic.
So classic, and but I'm enjoying it. It's fine. It's good.
Good.
Yeah. Life's and
good.
Also, I have a dog and I've been walking it.
That's good.
That's good.
Lots of dog walking.
Lots of dog walking.
We have to do another doggy day out.
Oh, we should.
But now with the addition of Stanley too.
There we go. We need to enter him into the fold.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, great. We will organise that.
That would be great.
We'll post the pictures on our Instagram.
Yes.
If anyone cares. great. Okay. Well, good to catch up. we're talking today about an absolute classic. I would love to know when you first watched this film, what you thought about it then. Let's just maybe start there.
I've been going on about this movie and I realised when I sat down to watch it that I've never seen it before. I was getting it confused with How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. So, yeah, I watched it for the first time and I don't have any familiar like memories to go back to on it. So there were lots of things that I was like, what is going on? What is happening? This is questionable. So that was funny. Also, was like, why is it called 10 Things I Hate About You? Realised at the end, because it's a poem that she writes. I was like, that's so funny. You had to wait until literally the final 30 seconds of the movie to find out why it was called 10 Things I Hate About You.
God, that's so true.
Whereas like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, you have each day.
Yeah.
And they're outlined.
I love that this is your first time watching it.
And that you gaslit yourself into believing you watched it.
Yeah, I love that film.
Yeah, I was sat there going, wait, I don't remember any of this. Yeah, anyway.
Love it.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I had seen this film before many a time. Just, I'd never really like thought about it that much before. And so I loved rewatching it and I found it so funny. Like I actually found this really entertaining and was laughing out loud quite a lot, sometimes because the film was meaning for me to do that and sometimes for other reasons.
Yeah, I think this is one of those films that when I was younger I was like, they swore, like, this is cool for me to like this film, like when I, because this would have come out when I was 10, so I feel like it was one of those films that I thought it was cool to like. And rewatching it was a lot more quirky than I remembered it being.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like a straight up like teen comedy, rom-com-y type thing. But it was much more punchy than that. I think it was
definitely
more quirky.
Yeah.
But I didn't like it as much as I thought that I liked it. I'm just going to be honest. I was like, it's, yeah. But like, I wasn't like, you know, with Devil Wears Prada and Love Actually, where funnily enough, before I watched it again at this age, I was like, yeah, there is things that are wrong with it. But then when you watch the film, you're like, yeah, but it's a good film. Mm-hmm. This film, I was like, yeah, it was a good film.
Yeah.
It just wasn't like... It wasn't like amazing to return to.
Yeah, like I wouldn't really rewatch this one again. Whereas Devil Wears Prada, I will continue to.
I'd rewatch this again.
Would you?
Yeah, I think there was loads of things that were really questionable, and I was like, "What is going on?" But I think the premise itself is so interesting. I don't really like the way that it was set up because, so the premise of like the two sisters and like one of them only being able to date when the other one does. I think that's so funny because I have an older sister. She's 5 years older than me. And she was so popular in school and would sometimes date not the best guys. And I could kind of imagine, like, a world where someone put this rule in place for the two of us. And my sister looking at me and being like, you're such a freak. Like, when are you going to have a boyfriend? And me being like, one day, hopefully. But like, I can actually see it. And I just think it's so funny for that reason. Cause but it was set up in a weird way where the dad's like talking about teen pregnancy and like all of this stuff. I thought it was a cool premise, and that's what I think you're saying about it being like kind of a quirky thing.
Yeah,
it's like a really quirky setup for a story.
Yeah,
but yeah, I was with it.
And I think some of the gags are quirky as well. Like, I couldn't remember Alison Janney being such a hilarious character.
I know. I was like, wait, like the first thing she's like writing an erotic novel. Yeah. I was just like, what is going on?
I also just forgot she was in it to start with, and then when she came in, I was like, oh my god, she was cracking me up.
Yeah,
she both was funny. And the other teacher,
yeah, so good.
He's my favorite character in the whole thing. He's so sassy and just shits on all of the students, which were things that I don't remember as a kid.
Yeah,
and maybe they were just things I didn't really get the jokes at the time, but now I'm like, that I love it, the pure sass.
Isn't it funny that as we've gotten older, we find the older characters way funnier than the teenage characters? We're like, this is so lame. The woman writing erotic novels in her office, we're like,
iconic.
Yeah, I can relate.
So you spoke about the concept of the film.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually based on something.
Oh, really? Right.
Yes, very, author, how am I going to make you guess this? He's an author. Right.
Guess.
Right, okay.
iconic, all of his stuff gets remade, a lot of theatre.
Ooh.
Oh my god, I feel like I'm just absolutely not going to get this.
Yeah.
I'm not very knowledgeable in...
He features in the film in some capacity.
Oh? No idea.
William Shakespeare.
What?
This is based on Taming of the Shrew by William Shakespeare.
No way.
Oh, right. I mean, I don't really know what that is about.
That is so
but
funny.
But that's so cool.
Author, yeah. All of his stuff gets made.
Yeah. I said stage.
Yeah, no, of course, but it's just so funny. William Shakespeare. Oh, yeah.
Do you know when I was making my notes for this, you know how I abbreviate everything? I just was abbreviating and I called him Willie Shakes. So now he'll always be known as that.
Willie Shakes.
So there's loads of references throughout the whole film.
Right.
For Taming of the Shrew, and it is based, like, Taming of the Shrew is about the same premise, basically.
Right.
The two daughters, and they won't go out unless the older one gets courted.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
That's cool. Need to read that.
So, you know, when he sees Bianca for the first time, and he says, I burn, I pine, I perish.
Yes!
That's a Shakespeare quote.
Well... I was like, what the hell was that line? That was so obviously that was such a weird line.
Wow.
And then what's the other one that she says?
When she goes, I love you, I miss you, oh baby, oh baby.
But I don't think that's Shakespeare.
I don't. But that, yeah, that doesn't sound like Shakespeare. Okay. I cannot, that line.
I really didn't like that bit.
So we were talking about the title.
Yeah.
Of the film, obviously comes from the poem that we realised in the end. But the writer, who is Karen McCullough,
yeah.
she was going through all of her diaries from when she was a teenager to like see if there was any interest in like teenage angsty things that she could like write into this script, this teen like comedy, like rom-com thing. And she had written 10 things I hate about Bob George or whatever his name was that she didn't like at the time. And they were like, yeah, that's the name of the film.
That is so funny. That's also such a good idea to go through old diaries to come up with like film ideas.
Angsty things.
I might have to do this.
Yeah. So no one writes a poem in The Taming of the Shrew?
No, I don't think so. I think so the teacher sets them the assignment to then tie in because he does like this sonnet.
Got it.
And then he... And then they have to write their own sonnet. It's another nod, but it's also tied into the title.
Yeah. Waited a long old time for that. I have to say, this happened as well in Bend It Like Beckham. The story is told in like 3 of the 7,000 scenes. And it basically all happens in the last, like, literally the last 10 minutes. Mm. She finds out. She's mad. She forgives him. And she writes the poem, which tells us the reason why this whole film was made. But all the rest of it is just, like, fun.
Yeah.
Which is, like, okay. But, like, you couldn't do that now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, I was just going to say, this episode is about 10 things I hate about you. Mm. And I feel like there might be some things that we find questionable about this film.
Yeah.
Why not? 10 things I hate about this film. So that's one.
That's so savage.
I want you, I need you, oh baby, oh baby. That might be
that's absolutely up there.
Your film ick.
Wait, can we rank them? I know. Okay, I'm going to do it on my lap because I was doing this for the Love Actually episode and I was banging the table too much. So what we're going to do 1 to 10.
Oh baby, things. Oh baby.
Is that number one?
Yeah. Oh my God, absolutely it's number one. It's awful.
It's not, we can't even blame it on Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Okay, number one, oh baby, oh baby.
There were quite a few questionable lines from Julia Stiles in there. And on that, can we chat about her character?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Well,
because she's like the cool loner character. And I don't actually think that, like, you know, when she first comes into the film, there's like these girls in one car, like having fun. And then she comes in and she's like, so angry.
Yeah.
And like, it's kind of bad that is, as a young girl growing up, seeing her, you were like, oh yeah, it's so cool to be angry and hate everyone and just want to be on your own, which is probably like a little bit toxic of a thing for us to be like,
internally,
to be cool. You can't actually have any girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's like, she's a feminist.
You need to like reject feminism.
But she's also got a lot of like internalized misogyny.
Yeah.
She's written as like the feminist character, but she also like hates all other women.
Put it in the book.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's the burn book.
She's a feminist, but she hates women.
Yeah.
Number two?
Yeah.
Oh baby, oh baby, love that. Oh baby, oh baby is worse than that.
Oh my God. It is. It's so bad.
Hate that.
But in saying that, she does have a girlfriend in the film.
That's true.
I'm glad. And they go out dancing together. So actually, maybe it's not so toxic because she has got a friend.
But it is interesting as a conversation, like that is a thing in teen drama or TV, that the the core. Like, I'm watching Wednesday at the moment. I want to be like Wednesday, but she's like on the edge of everything. She's like, she's outcast. Yeah. I want to be like her.
Well, this is the thing. I feel like as a child, I'd watch these things and then go to school and be like, oh, I just don't want to talk to anybody because I need to be cool.
Mm. Yeah.
Just like read your book in the corner.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But then I couldn't because I'd want to talk.
But like what I loved was that you find out why she's like that, because the reason why she says, like, right in the 10 minutes that they tell the story at the end of the film, she says, I did a thing where I went out with someone because everyone was going out with people and then I didn't like it and I wanted to do it and they broke up with me or something, like slept with someone, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I vowed to myself, I'm never going to do things that other people do just because it's cool. And when they did that, I was like, oh, they've actually explained why the whole time they've made her like pick me, like I'm so different than other people. It was actually a really valid reason.
Yeah,
and like she
true.
Took it to an extreme, but that was really valid. But hate that I found out that in the last 30 seconds of the
That's definitely got to go in there, that the whole thing is at the end.
Yeah, story told. I'm going to put it like number 8.
Yeah.
Story was told in the final 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Hate that she only had one scene with her cool friend.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
What number?
Just to get it on the list.
I think 7. Maybe 9. It's down there at the bottom, I'd say.
What about Heath? He wears some questionable trousers.
I can't hate him for that, though.
I know. I've got to say, I kind of love him. But at the same time, I was like, whoa, they're shiny. I'm thinking in the club.
Oh, I actually like those trousers,
no, maybe
you know.
I do. Maybe we hate that we love the trousers.
I hate that we love the trousers.
Because they're very shiny and strange.
Okay.
This can't all be negative.
Yeah.
It's not negative, by the way. We really enjoyed the film.
Yeah, it's just
in
a bit
ways.
Fun. Okay. So hate that we loved his shiny pants.
Yeah.
Number 7.
Yeah.
Hate that I was robbed of him with his hair up in a bun until that one scene after they go paintball fighting.
Also hate that he had a middle part in when they put the bun up, and I would have liked to have seen it back a little bit.
Okay, number 3, hate that he had good hair and they still messed it up.
Hate that Julia Stiles got the role in Save the Last Dance because of the table dance scene. And watching that table dance scene, I'm like,
oh my God, what? Did we say this in our
I think we did.
Save the Last Dance episode?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is so funny.
Hate that at the time was seen as urban, cool dancing.
Yeah.
You know?
I do think it's iconic though. I loved it.
She's just stiff. She's just like not yeah. a good mover, I don't think. She's just like,
come for her neck.
No, I
she's not a good mover. Julia Stiles. Hey, that Julia Stiles and Heath Ledger basically look like siblings.
You think?
Yes.
I do not see that.
They
I think
totally
I have to
look related.
Photo.
I yeah. really thought that they looked related. They could literally be siblings. Okay, so maybe I'll put it like...
You can put that in.
Lower.
Yeah.
We've only got 3 spots left though.
Well, question. Is Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character meant to be the same age as Heath Ledger's character? Because they're in the same classes. And if they are, then I hate that because that ain't true.
Yeah, that's so true.
Well, you're going to hate yourself.
They're
the same age, IRL.
No.
Oh, wait, no, I'm so sorry. Julia Stiles was 18, Joseph Gordon-Levitt was 18, and Heath Ledger was 20.
Okay, so he was a bit older.
A little bit older.
But it's an interesting
so
time.
Much older.
Yeah, like, I feel like that's the time when men change a lot.
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt has got such a baby face even now.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
But he had like a real baby face in this.
Yeah.
I was like,
this was so the, all 3 of them, it was their breakout role.
No
right.
way.
And then after this film, Heath Ledger was like, got offered a lot of rom-commy type films and he turned all of them down. He was like, no, I don't want to be pigeonholed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. I mean, good for him because like, I was like, why is Heath Ledger in a rom-com? Like, because I never knew him from this.
Yeah,
because he's such a great dramatic actor.
Yeah, and he's so good in this.
He's so good,
like, because he plays like the cool, again, another cool loner, which is like a little bit like, why do you have to be an outcast loner to be someone that people aspire to be?
Yeah.
Oh no, maybe that is a good thing. I don't know, but he plays it really, really well and is very cool. and very like masculine, but then he goes and sings a song and I'm like, oh, he like sings it with all his heart and I'm like, love that.
Yeah.
So I do not hate that. Don't put it on the list.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate that you've just proved me wrong.
I hate that you've been proved wrong with their ages.
Yeah.
So Ashton Kutcher and who else was it? Ashton Kutcher and Josh Hartnett were both up for the role of Patrick, played by Heath Ledger.
Cool.
Have you seen the Heath Ledger documentary?
I don't think I have.
It's really good.
Ooh, okay.
He used to film himself a lot. So it's all this old footage of him being on film sets and preparing for roles. And it's really interesting. He's really amazing. Oh, he was really amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's very sad to talk about this film as well.
Yeah.
Because he is so wonderful. And, yeah. But I haven't watched that documentary. I need to watch that.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, I'd also really like to watch that. Oh, Heath.
Hate that.
This is one of the only films where we see him like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that 10?
No, we've got one more. Actually, that's going to be number 10.
Yeah. One more.
Hate that this film is called this name because of a poem.
That's really got to you.
Yeah.
I don't feel bothered by that at all.
No, I don't. Because also, in the poem, she's just talking about all the things she loves about him.
Yeah, but that's the point.
Yeah, no, not into it.
I love the poem. I think the poem, I'm like, oh, it's so sad.
Okay.
And she's so upset. Because she's like, I want to hate you because I'm so mad, but I don't. I love you.
Okay. I get it.
Do you?
I wish that, like, we saw her working on it or changing it. It was like, I wish it was part of the whole film and it references actual things that happened in the film. Like, the whole film is called The 10 Things I Hate About You. But for literally, like, 100 minutes of it, there's zero things that she hates about him.
No, but I think this is what the point is that she doesn't hate him. She's actually saying that she loves him, and so the whole film is about why she loves him. But she hates that she loves him because she didn't want anyone. Maybe.
Yeah.
She doesn't think that she needs anyone.
Yeah.
That she's self-reliant and independent.
So she hates all of the. She just hates all of the things that make that she loves because she hates that she loves him.
Yeah. I do get it.
Inception. No.
I do get it. I guess because I didn't read that myself, I will still always resent it. Even though you've explained it beautifully.
Oh, I've got one.
Great.
I hate that exposing yourself was mentioned twice, and we mentioned once and seen twice, and that was like funny.
What, like flashing?
Flashing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, don't flash to a teacher.
Yeah, that
Oh
was
yeah, absolutely
bizarre.
Hate that.
And at the beginning as well, he's in the office being told off by Alison Janney's character for exposing himself.
Oh my God.
And that's actually a crime. Yeah. So
yeah, I hate that was like a humorous thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here is the unofficial list that nobody asked for, but everybody needs. The 10 things that we hate about the 10 things I hate about you. Number one on the list. Oh, baby, oh, baby. That line, I love you, I need you. Terrible, hate it.
Awful.
She is a feminist, but she hates women. Awful. Absolutely hate that Heath Ledger had incredible hair and they still managed to mess it up. Terrible. Number four. I hate that she flashes her teacher and also that in the first scene when he's in detention, it's because he's been flashing someone. Why are we joking about this? That's awful. Nope. Number five. Hate that Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Heath Ledger are only 2 years apart in this, but they look like there's like 7 years between them.
They look like father and son.
Hate that was the dance scene that they were like, okay, Julia Stiles, you have to get into Juilliard. Number seven, hate that we loved the shiny pants that Heath Ledger wore.
Into the club. Shining in.
Oh, man. Okay, number eight. This whole story. The whole story. Hate that the whole story was told in the last 10 minutes. Absolutely hate
Unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion. Spouted by me. You can take it out with me in the comments below. Okay, number 9. Only one scene was with that amazing best friend. And she's supposed to be a feminist.
Yeah. I have another hate to add on to that hate.
Okay.
Hey, the Gabrielle Union's role was so small. Who plays Bianca's friend, Chastity. Mm-hmm. And hate that she turns on her in the end
anyway.
For no reason. And hate that that was the character that Gabrielle
Union
love was
triangle.
Doing.
Female relationships were not strong
That's
and not
so true.
Good in this film.
Hate that all the female relationships were just like bad, 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 bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that all about? Mm. And then finally, hate that we no longer have Heath Ledger with us and that we didn't get more movies with him.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good list. And is, you know, it's fair.
Yeah.
It's fair.
It's fair.
So I hope you enjoyed listening and watching to that slightly negative, slightly positive, slightly confused.
Yeah.
Take on 10 things I hate about you.
And please share if there are 10 things you love about this movie or 10 things you love to hate about this movie.
Share with us, please. We love to know. One thing I really love about this film, which I think is the most iconic line in the whole film, is I know you can be, which is Gabrielle Union, so they gave her a good line. I know you can be overwhelmed and I know you can be underwhelmed, but can you just be whelmed?
I love that line.
Yeah, same. I didn't remember that from watching it before as well. And then when they said it, I was like,
but like, can you?
I feel so
whelmed. I think only in Europe.
You can be whelmed.
That's what. Well, and that would just be like, so if you're whelmed, you're just like normal.
You're experiencing life. Can you be whelmed? Do you whelm? Or
no,
has something been whelmed?
You can be whelmed.
Am I whelming
you
right now?
You can't whelm because you can't overwhelm. Oh, you can. I could whelm you.
I'm crying.
I feel like it, these little nuggets in it, I'm like, you're actually quite funny.
It is funny. Like, yeah. We're laughing.
It
so
is.
That's
it's
good.
A beautiful film.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Final thoughts.
Whelm. So, yeah, I very much enjoyed this film. I thought there were so many things that were, like, way out of left field. But I thought that the other parts really pulled it back and really enjoyed it and will be watching it a lot of times again. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Great rewatch. Makes me want to go paintballing. Makes me love Heath Ledger. And, yeah, it's just a really great film to watch. Would recommend anyone who hasn't already seen it. Mm. And everyone should have seen it already.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah. It's definitely a classic. I think it's very interesting going back to watch the films that I loved when I was a teenager to realise that I find the jokes, which I didn't find funny then, less funny, and now I find the other jokes much more funny.
Yeah.
And I'm really interested for in 20 years' time for us to look back at films that are out right now that like feel like classics, especially for teen movies or something that feels like very commercial or accessible.
Yeah.
To see what things are like weird about those films.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. So I'll see you back here in 20 years' time. To do those films.
Perfect.
Yeah, thanks for doing this film with me. That was fun.
Thanks for choosing it.
Yeah, such a good film. Thanks.
It was bloody fantastic.
Great. In the comment section below, if you want to let us know 10 things you hate about us.
Oh my God.
Please don't.
This podcast was presented by Wrapped.